sin. Turning our backs on Jesus and doing the wrong thing is not a sustainable option. It ruins our lives today, and eventually it leads to eternal separation from God. The question is, what do you do about it? Hi, I'm Bernie Diamond, and welcome again to Fresh. And that's a very good question. Different people, different churches come up with different solutions, not all of which work. I read something powerfully interesting on a Facebook page called Stop Playing Church. Good name. Here's what it said. A liberal church says you're welcome here and you don't have to clean up your life. A legalistic church says you're not welcome here until you do clean up your life. But Jesus says you're welcome here and I'll change your life from the inside out. Wow, how true that is. Jesus is the one, the only one, capable of dealing with our sin. No more powerfully do you see that than in the story of the woman caught in adultery. The religious leaders wanted to stone her to death, but to cut a long story short, Jesus put himself physically, morally, and spiritually between her and the angry mob to the point where they all left. When they'd gone, John chapter 8, verses 10 and 11, he looked up again and said to her, "Where did they all go? Did no one judge you guilty?" She answered, "No one, sir." Then Jesus said, "I don't judge you either. You can go now, but don't sin again." In every sense of the word, he was her savior that day. She'd done wrong, yet he didn't judge her. But neither did he let her off the hook. "You can go now, but don't sin again." Let Jesus be the one to change your life. That's God's word, fresh for you today. That thing that Jesus did there is what we call grace. He saved her, but it didn't end there. From there, he transformed her life. God's grace is absolutely life-changing. That's why I'd love to send you a free copy of our latest life application booklet. It's called The Grace Transformation. To request yours, stop by at ChristianityWorks.com and you'll see that free offer right there toward the top of the homepage. Again, that's ChristianityWorks.com.